This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me, our militant grammarian, Catherine Sherrills.
Hi.
Hello.
Kyle, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a lot on his mind. Mm-hmm. Iran, North Korea, Syria, and, well, commas.
Really?
Yes. An email leaked to CNN suggests that Pompeo is intolerant of the improper use of commas. Did you see this?
I have heard about this, mm-hmm. Yes.
The emails from Pompeo have given careful, meticulous instructions on comma usage. One of the emails called for adherence to the Chicago Manual of Style, which states, quote, effective use of the comma involves good judgment, with the goal being ease of reading.
Let me defend the Secretary of State for a moment. If you're sending memos that are talking about nuclear weaponry and relations with tyrants, you want the right comma
usage. You don't want any misplaced commas. We know that from legal studies.
Yes.
All right. This email includes a long string of examples outlining when a comma should be added and when it should be excluded. Mm-hmm. So you're on the line here.
Okay.
Let's see if Pompeo would be happy with your comma use. Mm. And these sentences are long because they're from Secretary of State memos. The administration is committed to achieving a lasting and comprehensive peace agreement, comma, and remains optimistic that progress can be made. Anything wrong with that comma?
I don't think you need the comma there.
And why?
Because it's continuing one thought. It's not breaking.
That's a surface way of, you're kind of getting to the surface of it. What is the subject? The administration is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is committed to what? Peace agreement.
Right.
And it remains optimistic.
Right.
The administration does. So what you're doing is you're throwing one comma in between the subject and one of its verbs.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's got two verbs.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you were there. You just didn't have the grammar to talk about it. Okay. So when you have a single subject in a compound predicate, you don't separate them with a comma. All right, here's another one. We activated the alarm, comma, but the intruder was already inside.
I'd go with that, yes.
Yeah. Keep the comma in sentences with independent clauses, mm-hmm. with separate subjects. You've got we activated and then the intruder was.
Right.
And a coordinating conjunction and. Or actually, but. All right, these conflicts not only have dire consequences for the people living in the affected regions, comma, but also impose a significant security and financial burden on Americans and the international community.
Again, I would not have a comma there.
That's right. And he states the rule from Chicago Manual Style as I never really thought of it in this simple term, but it says no commas in not but also constructions that use not only but and all
right.
that. Okay. Burton examined the documents for over an hour, comma, and, comma, if Smedley had not intervened, comma, the forgery would have been revealed.
Yeah. That commas are
No comma after. So you've got Burton examined the documents for over an hour. That's independent, mm-hmm. and you have to comma there, mm-hmm. right? And, but then there's this dependent clause stuck in there,
mm-hmm.
and this rule says no comma at the beginning of an intervening dependent clause, if Smedley had not intervened. So you've got a comma between and if.
Hmm. Mm.
And that, you know, that's something when I'm writing, I go, do I need a comma
there? That trips me up for sure.
Yeah, now I can see it in looking at this, that comma should go. But when I'm writing myself, I often run into that.
Yeah.
All right. We continue to urge the coalition, comma, and all parties to the conflict, comma, to allow full access for humanitarian relief and commercial goods.
Yes. Those are correct.
No. Those
what?
Are not.
It's setting.
Okay. We continue to urge the coalition.
Yes.
And the parties.
Yes.
So,
okay,
they're both indirect objects.
Right, right.
And they're equal.
Right.
And so you don't need to set them off with commas.
Okay.
So no commas in that
at all.
No
commas there.
Yeah.
Right.
In the CNN article, another senior State Department official noted that past secretaries of state had their own grammar tics.
Mm.
Colin Powell focused on font and font size.
Okay.
And Condoleezza Rice was picky about margins. And people, quote, cramming too much into the regulated links for memo types. So they're trying to get all these words in under guidelines. During employee evaluation season, there's an annual debate on about the use of the Oxford comma.
Of course, right, right.
they said Oxford comma advocates usually win. Pompeo was one of the advocates. He likes the use of the Oxford comma after the penultimate item in a series.
Right.
Red, white, comma, and blue.
Right.
Not journalistic.
Nope.
But that's a subject we've covered before and a great argument starter.
That's absolutely. Catherine Churls is our militant grammarian.